Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of UX Pathways. And I have the honor of being joined by Haonani Pao. We like to call her Nani, though. How are you today?
Hello, Mark. Hello, everybody in podcast land. Yep, my name is Haonani Pao, but you can call me Nani because all my friends do. So lovely to meet you all.
Yeah. And what is your current role right now?
Right now, I say my current role is student because I've taken a break. I've been doing a boot camp called, it's called Devakati Aotearoa. I'm in New Zealand, by the way, in case that wasn't clear. And normally I'm doing a lot of UX, it's called User Experience Auckland. It's a community of user experience designers or designers in general in the Auckland region of New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And it was something that I got into when I first emigrated from California to New Zealand. And it was just to dig into the local community in the tech industry. So what I do, I guess I would call myself the managing organizer, or some people call me the OG, mostly because I am a mature woman that has had a long tech career. That's the things that I kind of bring. And it's mostly just talking with a lot of local companies, getting people to talk and to share their knowledge and to have events to create that community vibe, because in any part of the tech industry, it's your community that will mm-hmm. help you, it'll help you get over some of the things that, you know, family really can't help you with in the design and in tech industry, but also just that maybe your next job or you're learning some things. So I think community is really super important. And I've been doing that. But lately, in the past, I want to say since June 20th, actually, I have been doing this boot camp to learn how to be a full stack developer. And there's reasons for that, why I was doing that. And you might be asking me about that. And right now I'm kind of halfway through where I've been digging into APIs and all kinds of stuff. And it's, I have to say, I'm having fun because to me, it mm-hmm. is a way that I can improve myself as a designer, understanding when I'm creating applications or creating interfaces or just how you organize things. How does that translate to a developer who is the other maker, right? When you make a thing, and how to do that in a way that to improve my game so that relationship and the output of that mm-hmm. is really good. So it's been a great process for that. Plus, it's just kind of fun to take some of my ideas and not have to rely on somebody else to make that happen. Mm-hmm. And that's been
there's a lot to unpack cool. there. Yeah. That you said. That's great. So UX Auckland, you are the, like you said, the OG, and you're doing that and you're diving into this. But the thing I always find interesting is, so we talked about this before we got onto the podcast, but love to understand how you got into all this, because there's so many people that are thinking, how do I get into this world of user experience? How did you stumble into it?
It's just kind of funny because I think I understand what people mean when they say they stumbled into it or they're yeah. trying to get into UX, because when I first started working in my career, I actually was a developer, and it was in the 90s, and like everybody at that time, everything with the web was pretty interesting. Like, we were just exploring it. I remember trying to make a web page and also trying to make art to go on my web page, because back in the day you had a bit more of that. You had to try things out. It was also the time when you had to dial up, so you had to be conscious of what you made. But what happened is I think I started a position as a web developer, and then as I was going through it, what somebody had told me, one of the I guess, you know, the managers, or, you know, it's just somebody of high esteem, had pointed out that I seemed natural to design, that they said I had kind of a natural thing. And so ended up that everything was shifting from being a developer, which I seem to be kind of crap at, to a designer, where I seem to really tend to thrive. And so I think you do what I feel most people do with getting into design is they go right into making things in the UI and trying to deal with colors and all the visual aspects of design. But, you know, there's really other aspects that makes a designer that's not just the design. One is just the concept and the research and working out business requirements and talking to people and validating all these things that you design. And you might not even get to the visual design where you're still trying to figure all that bit out. And then the other bit is really, how do you take that design and break it down, working with another person to make it a thing that's actually clickable and you can go to on the internet and all this other stuff. So mm-hmm. I find when I talk to people about how they get into it, it is, you know, a lot of it is career switching. Like I've had an architect talk to me about getting into UX. I've had teachers, I've had fashion designers, and where they all have kind of a common thread is that they heard that UX was easy to get into. And that's something that is sold quite a bit in some of these boot camps, or mm-hmm. even if you look on a YouTube, you know, learn and do UX and not have a degree. And to be honest, you know, I don't know if you need a degree to get into it. But it's trying to get into the door. What's the common thing that all these people have is they like to, you know, play with the visual elements of their life and make things happen. And so then they want to go in there and then learn all the UX. And if they're lucky, like in one case, this fashion designer wanted to learn how to be a UX designer. She got a company where part of that agreement was they were going to put her through a UX boot camp as part of her job, so that she could learn the other aspects of user experience design. Not just that she knew how to do Illustrator really well, because she used it to make her fashion, right? So she had one tool down really, really well. But the other bit, she had to learn how to do that. And I think that's what a lot of folks are doing. When I talk to these people who want a career switch, and I'll use the case of this architect that wanted to talk to me. I've also talked to lawyers that want to move out of being a lawyer. Wow. Well, in this case, that's similar, is there's a lot of stress in those industries, and there's a bit of a glass ceiling when it comes to women, because these were women, obviously, that were expressing this to me. And it was, there's a lot of stress to do these are really smart, you know, you have to use the gray matter quite a bit, right, to be a lawyer or to be an architect. And they were at a point where it's just a bit overwhelming, and it wasn't as fun. And in the case of one person, they just couldn't get anywhere up the corporate ladder. It was just one of those things that I think doesn't just hit, you know, any, it's like everywhere that still happens. And it was kind of a stress for her. And what I tend to say is, you don't want to really get rid of all that stuff you did before, because it's not really a waste. It's a domain, right? It's just a domain of understanding what goes on there. And then what you're trying to do is understand, how could I create a product in that domain? Or how can I use the things in that domain to help me to be a better designer, right? Handling meetings with certain types of people is one, you know, soft skill that a lot of designers need to work on. You know, just all these little bits and pieces, so that they don't really want to leave. They just want to start looking for opportunities and different types of business or different types of companies that where they're working in that domain, but they don't have an expert in that. And that expert could be taking on the designer role. So I just encourage you to go to look for those opportunities, look for things where you can step in as a designer and then practice the designer skills. That way you're not getting rid of it. You are just really leveraging it. Because eventually you may find, you know, you might find a good, this kind of business where you use your architecture skills, but you get to be a designer, and then you get to explore and think about all that stuff. And that's usually what I tell them.
And I feel like you answered my next question, which I was going to ask you, is why do you think it's sought after? And I think it sounds like it's easy. And also the idea that a lot of the skill set seems to match, you know, I like to create, or is that kind of the design side? So with that in mind, where do you think this field is going? Is there something that you see user experience going in the next few years, that you've seen trends as someone getting into this? Is there something you would tell them that they should think about where it's going?
Ooh, gosh, I'd like to have that conversation with myself sometime. I think if I'm looking at why am I doing a boot camp to learn how to be a developer? Part of it is that I'm really interested in the blockchain. I'm really interested in some of the things that are going on there. But to get into that space, it's really populated quite a bit by developers and not really designers. It's like business people and developers can do quite a bit without a designer. And I usually can tell when an interface is done by a developer over when that they've collaborated with a designer, because there's just certain things that I see. And I could be wrong, you know, this is just opinion here. But in going into that space, right, the blockchain space, even as a designer, understanding some of the technical issues that they're trying to deal with, because it is putting a lot of what we've taken for granted in a web world into a space that is recorded. It's more transparent. It's more complicated. It's not really for people who could just, you know, sign in and get everything for them. You actually have to work a little bit to understand where things are going. So that was kind of the main reason why I decided to just understand how that would work, so I could find opportunity in that space with some confidence. And so I think that's where anybody who's going into user experience is just finding that confidence in where they're going, because I can't say for 100% that everything's going to be on a blockchain, but I can say that I don't think it's going away. And I think as they mature and really find that way to get people to want to engage with it and understand that safety, which I don't believe is there right now. I mean, not really. If you have some of that kind of thing to think about all the time and for those kind of businesses, it will still be there in another 10, 20 years. It'll just be far more sophisticated than what we're doing now. And we might use it more. I mean, when you look at the last 20 years, if it wasn't for Apple in 2006 or 7 with the iPhone, that really changed how we use devices in our lives. And then add to that, you had social media, which at the time, I remember when, like everybody, I used Facebook just to keep in track with people and share my life, not seeing where they were taking the value of that transaction that I was doing with people, and they were making billions of dollars from it. And what we're seeing now with Web3, and that is certainly, I think there's a lot of people who really are, they herald it. It's a big, big thing. And mostly it's because then you, as the person who consumes that, whatever it is, that object, that that product, you gain some value from that, because we have seen kind of in the last 10 years, at least, let me just put that out there, a lot of really shoddy things that have gone on in the internet world to how people are, how they feel, to a really, you know, to a degrading effect of, and that's applied to our, that's applied to how we treat each other and how we engage with things that normally we would have engaged with a lot more respectfully. So having people who want to get into the UX space, they have to think about that. It's not going to go away. And where I think UX people, where it's really nice, is that they take in all this different data points to try to make an aesthetic that works well for just getting that task done, something as simple as logging on or leaving a note, or, you know, they seem so benign, but there's so much work that goes in to make that seem so easy. Mm-hmm. And so that's always going to keep a designer there working and doing that type of work as we grow to this next level, which is, for now they're calling it Web3, but I think it is really kind of this next level of design where it's not just that you're gaining more value of your personal information that you share out there, but that you're actually having the types of products that meet you, how you feel about life in general. You know, you're not just going to be using something because some brand has really done a great job with their marketing. You might want to use something because it aligns more with your personal values of how you want to engage the world in general. So, you know, what's my advice for designer types or people who want to get into design? Well, you know, be a little bit systematic, have a plan. Okay, don't just jump in there and start making those things happen. I actually say have a plan is not terrible. And the reason is so that you can find the types of things you want to understand and consume in a way that you can always leverage it as you get to the next step. Definitely, you want to know things about simple design, but also how to talk to people. And how does that go in the tech world? So that's, try to figure out how your plan is to do that, and just also have fun and don't throw away the things you've done before, and let the mistakes be the lessons you learn. So, yeah.
I was taking notes as you were saying it. I think what you said is really part of the journey that we've been talking about throughout this entire thread of this podcast, is that I feel as though those five steps, I can hear it echo in your voice that you yourself have walked down those roads and follow those. And I think for everyone out there that's thinking about a career, or maybe you're in a career and you're thinking of moving into another space, those are all good things to think about. And Nani, it was great to have you on the podcast. If someone wanted to find more information about yourself and what you're doing, is there anywhere you would suggest for them to go?
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah, I guess so. Well, you can always find me on LinkedIn. And that is because I'm the only Hello Nani Pal on LinkedIn. So there you go. I like, that's one thing about having a name that is quite unique. And it really is a name that it's my middle name. It's not my first name, because nobody else has it, you know, like nobody, you can do a search and you can't get to, if I do a search on John Smith, I'll get like 2000 Sean Smiths to look at. So that was an aside, my apologies, but you can look for me there. Another place is usually Twitter. Twitter's is where I talk out in the world, and LinkedIn is where I talk out in the professional world. And I kind of keep my life, my social life, in those two spaces. So you can go there. If you want to touch base with an email, it's hello@uxauckland.org. And that is probably the best way to get hold of me.
Well, Nani, it was a pleasure having you on the podcast, and I thank you for sharing, and keep on keeping on.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to share a little bit of my thoughts about the cool stuff that we do in this industry. You know, I've never regretted going into user experience design. Never regretted that I get to work doing this kind of stuff. But I'm just really happy to all try all kinds of things because it's just really interesting. You know, I just think we live in very interesting times to be explorative and see what cool stuff we come up with and just have fun. You know, just have fun with what you do. It's good work.
I agree, and you're welcome. And thank you again.
Thank you, and take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.